Krakow, Poland's royal city for over five centuries, on the evening of Friday, 26th of May, welcomed a special guest, someone who could be perceived as an uncrowned king if it weren't that he's a Roman pontiff. He's Benedict XVI, and when he reached here, the city delved into chaos. The people had turned out en masse to greet him, cheering madly. For a while, it was no longer Krakow the elegant, only Krakow the town where the late John Paul II lived for 40 years, where he was ordained priest, from where he left his archbishop's residence for Rome as Cardinal Wojtyła in 1978, to attend the conclave which would elect him to the See of Peter. That residence at Franciszkaja No. 3, the road with the clinking tram, from where Pope Benedict appeared at the window to chant and sing gaily with the crowds, just like his predecessor was wont to do every time he returned home. And the crowds shouted, Witaj w dom, welcome home. Clearly, the people of the orphan city, in a special way the younger generations, have chosen to adopt him as he goes on a spiritual pilgrimage following in the footsteps of his predecessor. To them, on Friday evening, he appeared at the window of this residence, quipping, Today, despite death, Pope John Paul, youthful in God, is among us. And Pope Benedict on Saturday is spending the day in the places of memory of Karol Wojtyła among his fellow countrymen, travelling to his birthplace, Wadowice, to Kalvaria Zebrzydowska, the hillside shrine in the Beskidy Hills, where the late Pope used to go on foot to pray with his father when he was only 9 years old, to the Wagiewniki Divine Mercy Shrine, to which he was so devoted, and then in the afternoon to the majestic Barbell Cathedral, overlooking a bend in the Vistula River, the church where this young Pole once celebrated his first Mass. A very different agenda to Friday afternoons when, on his way to Krakow, he'd stopped to pray at the Marian Shrine of Jasna Góra, the spiritual heart of Poland. Recalling in this place how his predecessor to the See of Peter had been here so many times, including that first time he returned to communist-ruled Poland as Pope in 1979, to pray before the ancient icon of the Black Madonna, crowned beneath a halo, eyes half-closed as if by tears, with a countenance of utter sorrow. But yesterday afternoon it was Pope Benedict who prayed there, while outdoors 500,000 people had gathered to attend a meeting dedicated in a special way to men and women religious, seminarians, and representatives of ecclesial movements, bringing to them his message to stand firm in the faith. And as he's been doing here in Poland on this four-day visit, which ends Sunday, he began once again by speaking in Polish. From an outdoor makeshift podium, he said, So we too have come together to Jasna Góra.
W waszych sercach miłości do Chrystusa i Jego Kościoła. Amen.
And they cheered and cheered. So too, when from this Marian shrine, which has been drawing pilgrims from across Poland for six centuries, he invited all present to follow Mary. Beside her, he said, you will experience for yourselves that God is love. With the Pope in Krakow, Veronica Skierzbrick, Vatican Radio.